No lie, I've been waiting a very long time to use this week's song of the week. So, yeah, let's just hop right in. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I do sound sick. I'm not. I'm just very, very frustrated and I've done a lot of talking today. So don't even stress. It's okay. It's life. It's just what happens. Don't even worry about that. I am going to be speaking slightly slower today. Who is calling while I'm recording? Unbelievable. Okay, anyway, let's get back into it. So, this has been a busy time for me. I owe a friend a voice note reply and a video reply. I'll get there. I released my first reel on Tuesday, which was exciting because it was about the blueberry pancakes I made. They were delicious. Don't even think of underestimating how good they were. The picture doesn't do it justice. But I did put it in a reel and I realized afterwards I did my first reel. I had been overthinking it so hard that I kind of delayed myself even doing it in the first place, which sucks. But that's okay. It just is kind of like life is trying to teach me this lesson, which was the topic of the week, and I am going to teach it to you. So strap in. I'm trying not to make these as long as possible. I'm going to stick to the focus points, but here it is. Don't let anyone stop you from doing what you want to do, especially yourself. So grab a cup of something and let's get straight into it. So as you know, about 2 months ago, if I'm not mistaken, I stopped working. My contract ended, as we know, and I started just staying at home. And I said in last week's episode, this last month in particular has been a very big learning curve, and I'm very grateful for it because it has taught me things about myself, my environment, and my work ethic that I didn't know. And shout out to my cuz. She dropped a podcast episode. I will leave it linked below. She is Rox from the Staple Blog. Her latest episode has been eye-opening because in it she states that she literally recorded herself in order to watch her reactions and see her physiological reactions to what she is doing and experiencing. And I thought that was such an insightful thing to do because I tend to journal about things and I don't tend to watch back the footage I record of myself as I'm preparing to make vlogs. I simply just record, and having to watch myself back is something I'm now grateful I've done in the last few months, even if I haven't done it in the past few years with my initial vlogging. But having that information is wild because you can learn so much just from yourself. I've been seeing this all over Instagram where people are like, you don't need to say a thing because your face has subtitles. And I'm just like, we need to start reading our own subtitles, because when we are doing things or making decisions, we know innately whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. And yes, we should live with no regrets, because I'd rather do something and it not work out and be like, great, now I at least know, versus not doing something and living with the regret of what if. No matter what you decide, be okay with your decision, but also trust your instincts. Because when I started the YouTube channel for the podcast, I spoke to a particular family member and I don't even know what is the right word to use, but the feedback I got, or not even feedback, it was just a back and forth that I was having with this person, and the way they spoke to me about this kind of left me reeling, because I was just living my life. I was like, this is the next step of what I want to do, how I want to elevate my podcast. And they were just having such a negative reaction to it. Let's just clear up the elephant in the room. I realized I genuinely want to do this for fun. And if I make some money, great. Because I like to buy certain upgrades or do certain things, and it would be nice to recoup some of that money, especially because I'm not working at the moment. So have that money coming back to me at a later date would be amazing. I had been so caught up recently in trying to figure out how to monetize the channel, how to get the views up, how to create more content, and how to make sure my content is seen. And I completely forgot that was the whole underlying point, which is to actually make the content I love, meaning to post. And like I said last week, I've been meaning to get to it, I just haven't done it, and now I just need to do it. It's not a thing of waiting for the perfect time or making sure everyone's on board. Like, no, just do it. And this brings me to the point I was trying to make earlier. Just because someone doesn't agree with what you do doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Because I take my time with things that I post because I want quality over quantity. And that's that perfectionism that I'm really trying to bash away, because done is better than perfect. But I do still want to maintain a certain quality when it comes to it, and that is okay. But doing it, getting it done, and pushing it out is the goal, even if it's not perfect. And especially because I know people are gonna see it, people are gonna criticize, enjoy, love, hate, whatever. That is perfectly fine. That is their thing. They can do that. Just because people I'm close to don't agree with it is saddening. Which, back to the point, when I started this podcast, I didn't care what people thought, and to a certain extent I still don't. But when I started the YouTube channel for the podcast, I got that pushback from someone close to me, and it wasn't just a, you know, logical criticism of, okay, so what is the goal, what do you want to do with it, how's it gonna work. It was more of a criticism, at least I felt that way at the time, of how I did the podcast. So they questioned me in terms of, how am I going to do the podcast? Am I going to put my face in? Am I going to speak about things? And then when I explained, because at this point they had not seen or heard any of my stuff for the past 3-4 years, and I don't think they still listen to it, I will double check, but they decided they just don't listen to it, and that's okay, it's not their niche. But having someone who knows absolutely nothing about what I do criticize me and question me on why am I doing it, couldn't I be doing something better with my time, that hit hard. And then also just, why not actually do something worthwhile and actually pick a particular topic, just speak on that and don't upload anything else. And I was just really, really upset, and I'm just like, but that's not what I do, and I'm not going to change everything. And they were just like, well, okay. And eventually we got to the bottom of it, that it was basically they didn't want their business out in the world. And I'm just like, of course, I'm not an idiot, I understand that. And to be completely honest with you, I cried in the car that day because this happened the morning and I had to leave. And it did give me a mental smack, if I can put it that way, because this person is very important to me, and I was furious about it. But like I said, we spoke about it, we got to the bottom of it, and I realized I want to enjoy this, I want to create this, I want to do this. It is actually so hard and daunting to even do YouTube. I mean, other things as well, like TikTok or Instagram or, you know, anything like that. It is not easy. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of hard work. And yet here is someone in my life telling me not to do it, telling me maybe don't. And I was just really, really upset, especially because it came off like, oh, it's a waste of time, it's not worth it, it's not even important. And I'm just like, no. Just because something's not important to you doesn't mean it's not important to me. Like I said earlier in the episode, I'd rather regret doing something than not doing something. And if I had listened back then, or even at a prior point, because it wasn't the first time, if I had cancelled my channel or even just stopped podcasting because I was so upset about it, I don't know what I would have done with myself. because it would be literal years of hard work and consistency gone down the drain. And because why? Because someone has a different opinion, someone doesn't like what I do, someone doesn't agree with me. Why? It is something I genuinely love to do. So I'm still grateful that I did continue and I keep going every single week because it's something I genuinely, genuinely love and would not give up for love nor money. Like, seriously, it is. I just don't know what I would do with myself if I didn't podcast. A friend of mine recently told me this, like, she's so proud of me. And I'm just like, thank you. Because I'm proud of myself for what I have done. And especially for not reacting at that point in time when this incident happened. Because I could have been rash. I could have been upset. I could have just been like, you know what? I'm done. How dare you? Okay, cool. I'm done. But instead, I started the YouTube channel, I continued the podcast, I'm busy uploading, I'm upping the Instagram, which I will leave down below, shameless plug. It's also in my link tree, which I have linked in every episode. It's an incredible way for me to get out my emotions, explore my creativity, even do self-reflection. Like I mentioned, my cousin's podcast, she was able to teach me something, and I can pass that on. Like, that is what it's about. And having a community of people who understand that is inspirational to me, because I have 6 subscribers on YouTube right now. 6. Like, they fill up a dinner table. And to me, that is incredible because people are listening to what I have to say. And that's special because in a world where time is so precious because every single thing is trying to grab your attention, having someone listen to you ramble on about something is awesome. So thank you for that. To whoever you are listening to this right now, thank you so much. On that note, I'm gonna end it here, and I'm going to encourage you to do something you have been wanting to do for the longest time, from the biggest thing to the small thing, whether it's simply turning your phone off so you don't get disturbed while reading a book, having a cup of coffee for 20 minutes, anything like that. Or whether it's encouraging you to do something to get your creativity back. Maybe you've stopped podcasting, stopped YouTubing, stopped doing something crazy or creative for Instagram. Pick it up and do something fun. Even if it's just this is what I want to do. I'll get into it maybe next week. But for now, I'm just taking 10 minutes to gather my instruments or my, you know, tools or whatever. Or even searching mindlessly for something to do with your time. Do that. But take time to do something simple for yourself, something creative for yourself, or take a big leap and do something that scares you. Start that podcast, start that YouTube, start that Instagram channel where you talk about something in your life that you just love. Do it. Go for it. Don't hold back. So yeah, that's me for this week. The song of this week is one I swear Spotify is gonna be like, girl, are you okay? Because I've been listening to Little Girl Gone by Chinchilla for, I think, a week and a half now. On repeat, it's number one on my repeat list. I absolutely love the song. And I recently watched the live version she did on her YouTube channel, and it gave me goosebumps. But yeah, that is the song of this week. And the lyrics especially, I think I got the goosebumps because the lyrics are that powerful. Like every woman in the world, this is the new anthem. Go listen to it. So, do that. I'm done. I'm hoping this recording was okay. If not, I'll have to redo it. But as always, try out all those things. But above all, keep being a better being. And I will see you next week. Love you. Bye.